Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
An episode of the NBC summer series Confession, as it was broadcast on July 19th, 1953, the story of Anna Carlson. And we thank you for tuning in on this, sure happy it's Tuesday, 19th day of July, 200th day of the year, 165 days remaining in this year. The first Women's Rights Convention held in Seneca Falls, New York, on this date in 1848. Winston Churchill, the first to use the two-fingered V for victory sign in 1941. Marilyn Monroe given her first screen test at 20th Century Fox on this date in 1949.
I belong with you. Didn't you ever have the feeling that maybe without even knowing why, you just let somebody walk away from you, you'd be lost. You wouldn't know which way to turn or where to find anybody to take their place. From the beginning, I knew you were the very best. Even before you came over here, I knew. Every time you looked at me, I want to kiss you, but now.
The test good enough to win Monroe her first contract. In 1966, 50-year-old singer Frank Sinatra married 21-year-old actress Mia Farrow. That was a big deal at the time. It really was. And quite frankly, age gaps in foreign culture, not like they are in American culture, you know. In 1985, Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush announced that New Hampshire teacher Kristen McAuliffe would become the first school teacher to ride aboard the space shuttle.
I would like to humanize the space age by giving a perspective from a non-astronaut, because I think the students will look at that and say, this is an ordinary person. This ordinary person is contributing to history. And if they can make that connection, then they're going to get excited about history, they're going to get excited about the future, they're going to get excited about space.
McAuliffe would perish in the January 28, 1986 Challenger disaster. In 1993, President Clinton announced the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy regarding gays in the military. In 2005, President George W. Bush announced his choice of federal appellate court Judge John Roberts to replace Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. And it was on this date in 2014, actor James Garner, a star in many movies and the TV hit Maverick and the Rockford Files, and of course all those Kodak commercials, died at his home in Los Angeles on this date in 2014.
Jake, why don't you look around the desk there and see if you can find yourself a deputy sheriff's badge?
I never said I was taking no job as a deputy. You're just trying to corner me into this thing, Sheriff.
Well, I'm a little surprised what's happening to me, too. You know, I was just riding through here on my way to Australia, and where do you think you're going?
Well, this is just plain dumb and stupid.
Are you calling the sheriff stupid?
Do I have to listen to him? He ain't nothing but the town character.
What is the town character? I'm now a deputy sheriff, and probably the second fastest gun around here.
Did you hear that?
He probably is. And if he isn't, he will be after I've had a chance to work with him for a couple of days. Come on, Joe.
For the 1969 Western comedy Support Your Local Sheriff with Jack Elam and Bruce Dern, James Garner passing away in 2014 at the age of 86. Passing away on this date as well, Captain Binghamton in the Kales Navy, Joe Flynn, country singer-songwriter Lefty Frizzell, from Crazy Like a Fox, Jack Warden, also Happy Days director-producer Gary Marshall, and from Blade Runner and Sin City, Rutger Hauer, all passing away on this date. This is the birth date of firearms inventor Samuel Colt, murderess Lizzie Borden, who gave her mother and father 40 whacks, wasn't that it, with an axe? Animator, film producer Max Fleischer, presidential candidate George McGovern, the woman who sang about Norman and sang about how sad songs make her cry, Sue Thompson, who passed away this last year at the age of 96, and country singer George Hamilton IV. The woman who sang about Let It Please Be Him, oh, dear God, it must be him. Vicky Carr, 81 years old today. Queen's Brian May is 75. Robert Gibson of the Rock and Roll Express, maybe only a part-time wrestler, but still wrestling at 64 years of age. From Top Gun, ER, but probably best remembered as his role from Revenge of the Nerds, Anthony Edwards turned 60 today.
At the time, it was a good movie to make and a good comedy to make, and that was kind of the beginning of the high-tech world and the internet business and all that coming into being. So, you know, it was actually topical, you know.
Anthony Edwards talking about Revenge of the Nerds. He's 60 years old today. Doctor Strange in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Benedict Cumberbatch, is 46. From the Gilmore Girls and Supernatural, Jared Padalecki is 40. And the WWE's Jinder Mahal is 36. Those some of the people who celebrate the 19th day of July as their birthday. And if this is your birthday...
Hi, we're the Four Freshmen, and we just want to say, Happy Birthday to you!
We go back 69 years, July 19th, 1953, a confession, the story of Anna Carlson. And that's coming up next on this Tuesday Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox here on your favorite radio station.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, Six Peaks towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Thanks for tuning in to Classic Radio Theater on your favorite station. People ask, where's Jack Benny? Where's Fibber McGee and Molly? Where are all the comedies and the light shows? They didn't do a lot of them in the summer months. They really didn't, because the big shows took their 13-week vacation, because the sponsors took their 13-week vacation. And so we have shows like Somebody Knows and Wanted, and this one, Confession. This show goes back 69 years, July 19th, 1953. The story of a woman who didn't want to grow up.
The confession you are about to hear is an actual recording. Go ahead, please.
I make this confession of my own free will because it is true. There has never been any force or violence used upon my person to induce me to make these statements. Without promise of immunity or reward or gratuity, I confess.
You understand, of course, that your confession will be made public through the radio program Confession.
I do.
That your name for the purpose of this broadcast will be Anna Carlson.
Yes.
For what comfort you may find in so doing, you'll now be allowed to tell your story. You understand all this, Anna?
Yes, sir, I understand.
Listening to Confession. The case history of the woman referred to as Anna Carlson is a matter of documented record. You'll hear the story of her crime experience as told in her own words. Go ahead with your story, Alan.
They said it was premeditated. Premeditated murder. It wasn't. I don't know how to begin.
You have children?
Yes. Two girls. Linda, Dorothy. I was married when I was 17. We moved to Los Angeles.
Your parents, did they consent to your marriage?
I guess they were glad to get rid of me. I think they were afraid of me. I had such an awful temper. I had to get my own way. It was like that even when I was a kid. Maybe if somebody... If Ed... Ed's my husband. If he stood up to me just once, got on top with me.
Yes, go on, please.
Well, Ed was a surveyor for the railroad. By the time I was 19, I had the children, both of them. I seemed like I'd stopped living even before I'd started. Two babies, and my husband gone most of the time. When he did come home, he'd be with the girls every minute. And he was always finding fault with me. I remember once he came home a day early from a field trip in Arizona.
Hi, Anna.
Hello, Ed. Wasn't expecting you till tomorrow.
They flew me in from Phoenix. I gotta go back in the morning.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah. What's the matter? You sick or something?
Sick? Why?
Place looks like a pigsty.
What do you expect with two kids? How much time do you think I got for cleaning?
Where are the girls?
The minute you step in the house, you start preaching.
Oh, forget it, Anna. Where's Linda and Dorothy?
They went to the park with Eileen.
Eileen? Who's Eileen?
The girl who moved in the apartment next door. You'll like her. She's your type. A school teacher.
Doesn't seem right. A stranger taking the kids to the park like that.
Sure seems right to me. I'd go crazy if I didn't get rid of them once in a while.
Well, other women seem to manage.
You should have married one of those other women.
I'll go get the girls.
Never stop to think what it's like to be cooped up in a small apartment 7 days, 7 nights a week.
Forget it, can't you?
Sometimes I hate this place so much I could kill the first person who comes through that door.
Stop with that kind of talk, Anna.
You going out again in the morning.
Oh, I told you I can't help it.
That makes a great life for me, doesn't it?
I've got to go to work, don't I?
I'm 26 years old. I might as well be 65.
I'll go get the kids. I'll help you clean up.
That's your idea of something exciting. Clean the apartment, have supper, do the dishes, watch wrestling, and close up for the night, 9:30.
That seems to be enough for most women.
Oh, stop talking about other women. Stop it. Do you hear me? When you start like that, I could kill you.
Take it easy, Anna. You're getting so worked up. What for?
I can't take it anymore, Ed. One of these days, I'm going to go out that door, and I'm not coming back.
Don't talk like that, Anna. We got two kids.
I mean it.
Now, look. Next week, I get 2 days off. We'll go out and do the town. How about it?
I'm not waiting that long. It's got to be now, tonight.
Anna, I got to get up at 5 a.m.
You hear me, Ed? I said tonight, or else...
Okay. We'll go somewhere tonight.
Maybe if Ed wouldn't have let me shot him down all the time. I don't know. Well, both the girls were in school by now. I had a little more time on my hands. I was bored. I started dropping in one of the neighborhood bars, a place called The Wheel. That's where I met Jim Walsh. He worked for some big bookie outfit, collecting bets at the part of L.A. where I lived. I just sat down at the bar when he came in. He sat down a couple of stools away, looked me over like I was a horse he was thinking of betting on.
Jack, I'm buying the lady a drink.
You just beat the bookie for a drink. Compliments to Jim Walsh.
Thanks.
You beat a bookie for anything, you're doing all right.
You, mind if I watch how a lady drinks beer?
You paid for it.
My name's Jim Walsh.
I know. You tell me.
What's yours?
Anna.
You're easy to look at, Anna.
Thanks. My husband thinks so, too.
That's supposed to scare me, it doesn't.
I didn't think it would.
What do you do for laughs, Anna?
Laughs? Well, thanks for the drink.
You ever go out for an evening?
You get to the point fast.
Say, tonight, for instance?
I better go now. My kids will be out of school soon.
You got kids in school?
Mm-hmm.
Never know it by looking at you.
Two girls. One's 10, one's 8.
Husband and 2 kids, huh? Still doesn't scare me.
No?
Nope. We've seen you around, Anna.
Maybe. Thanks for the beer. He was kind of like that, flashy talker. I remember I laughed when I thought about him after, what a nerve he had. When I got home, the girls were playing outside. I went in to fix them supper. Eileen Meadows, the school teacher next door, she stopped me in the hall in front of her apartment.
Anna.
Hello, Eileen.
Anna, can you come in for a minute?
Sure.
I don't quite know how to say this, Anna.
Go ahead.
I had a long talk with your husband last week.
I notice you two find a lot to talk about.
We seem to have a common interest that you don't share. Your children.
Why don't you try minding your own business?
It's for your children's sake that I've made it my business.
All right, get it over with.
Anna, unless you do something about it, you're going to lose your husband.
Lose it? Is that so?
He wants more for the children than you're giving them.
This calls for music.
You know that Linda's doing very poorly at school, don't you, Anna? The child is always in trouble.
They sent me a note. She'll straighten out.
The principal has asked the child welfare people to investigate her home environment.
You're bluffing.
No, it's true, Anna. Now listen to me.
No.
They can recommend that your children be taken away from you. Do you understand?
It's a lie. The whole thing's a bluff you and Ed cooked up. You keep out of my life, you busybody.
Oh, Mayor. Anna, don't. Take your hands off me.
I didn't mean to do that, Eileen.
You mustn't let yourself get like that, Anna.
I know. I'm sorry.
For a moment there, you could have killed me.
When I get like that, I don't know what I'm doing. I better go fix something to eat. Eileen wasn't lying. A lady from the welfare bureau came and talked to me about how I would run my life. About not leaving the kids alone so much. And how they look. I said, sure, sure. Everything she said, she left. I'd seen Jim Walsh a few times at the corner bar. He tried to get me to go out with him. I didn't for a long time, but he had a way of going after things. One night when the kids were in bed, there was a knock on the door.
Just a minute.
Jim.
Was you going to ask me in?
You've got a nerve, haven't you?
Sure.
Suppose my husband had been home.
Well, I found out he wasn't.
Well, you can't stay here.
Who said I wanted to? Get us some party clothes. We're going out.
Going out, just like that. Where?
New club's opening up on 19th Street. Floor show, dancing, drinks.
Sounds good, Jim. But I better not.
Oh, get a babysitter, I'll pay. Thought maybe you'd like to get out for a change. Live a little.
I don't know. It's not I don't want to.
Last time we talked, you said if you wanted something bad enough, you always managed to get it.
It's a pretty big step for me, Jim. Maybe next time.
This could be my first and last try, Anna.
You mean it, too, don't you?
Well, is it yes or no?
I'll go. I had a good time at that club on 19th Street. Jim made me feel like someone special. The way he introduced me to his friends. The way he danced with me. It was nearly 2 o'clock in the morning when he drove me home.
We go pretty good together, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had a lot of money, I'd get pretty deep with a kid like you.
You seem to be doing all right.
You kidding. One of Harry Barker's messenger boys, that's all. You know how much I check into him tonight?
How much?
More than $700. Yeah, I'm getting real tired of being an errand boy. Someday I'm going to have my own outfit.
I'll bet you will at that.
Someday I'll have my own boys making rounds for me. Then we'll just sit and count the stuff as they bring it in.
Quit kidding, Jim.
No, I'm not.
I think you're something like me. You want things till you get them. Then you start wanting something else.
You get it all wrong, baby. Someday I'm going to prove it to
you. I better go in now.
Yeah. Well, baby.
I don't think you'd better come in.
No, that's the way you want it.
I had a wonderful time tonight, Jim. Thanks a lot.
That's better. A lot more where that come from, honey.
Well, good night, Jim.
Good night, baby.
Ed, my husband and I... We became like strangers to each other. I knew it was mostly my fault, but I didn't do anything to change things. I started seeing a lot of Jim Walsh. We seemed kind of right for each other. He took me to the races a few times. Sometimes we'd go dancing, see a floor show at some club. A couple of times we just sat around the apartment having some drinks. I knew Ed would find out, but I guess I didn't care much one way or the other. I'd been out driving one afternoon with Jim. I got home around 5 o'clock. Ed was there.
Where have you been all afternoon, Anna?
Out shopping.
At what bar?
There we go again. I'll go start supper.
Just a minute.
What?
I want to talk to you.
About what?
Me and the girls. I hear you've been having friends up here.
So what? Am I dead or something? Mustn't I have friends?
Maybe I should have said friend. One friend.
I see Eileen reported to you.
You've never really grown up, have you, Anna? You're like a kid who wants everything he can see or touch.
Oh, you're boring me.
Well, you can't have everything. You can't have a home and kids and at the same time live like a high school girl or a...
What do you want? A divorce? Why don't you say so?
See what I mean? To heck with the family, she just wants to have a good time. The story of Anna Carlson, Confession, July 19th, 1953, on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. The news from 69 years ago today is next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump could be looking at his second federal indictment. The former president revealed he received a letter telling him he is a target in the special counsel investigation into the Capitol riot. The target letter suggests Trump may soon face an indictment. A powerful heat dome is expanding across the southern U.S. Tens of millions of Americans across several states are under heat advisories, including California, Nevada, and Arizona. Dr. Kara Guerin, an ER doctor in Phoenix, says heat stroke is prevalent in this weather.
We see it every summer. It just seems to be much worse this summer.
Forecasters say record-breaking heat is expected through the middle of the week. Home builder sentiment is rising for the seventh straight month. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index rose 1 point to 56 in July. Builders remain concerned about higher mortgage rates, but they say that the lack of existing homes for sale is helping to drive demand for new construction. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
For listening to Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox and an episode of Confession, as it was originally broadcast Sunday, July 19, 1953, in the newspapers of that Sunday, some 69 years ago, these were some of the headlines. The communists announced they were preparing to discuss with the Allies preparations for signing a Korean armistice. The Red statement said they were ready to begin the discussions immediately. The Reds were said to have virtually accepted at face value Allied assurances that South Korea would observe an armistice. The Reds said that if the UN command could not recover 27,000 prisoners freed by South Korea, the communists reserved the rights to bring up the matter at a political conference after the armistice. The communists insisted that before a truce could be signed, both sides must resolve South Korean opposition to allowing Indian troops to enter the country to police the prisoner agreement. A report from NBC correspondent John Rich said the actual ceasefire will take place 12 hours after the formal signing of the truce agreement. Secretary of Defense Wilson has asked the nation's atomic chief and members of the National Security Council to join the civilian military command in the forthcoming roundtable talks on U.S. strategy and other defense issues at Quantico, Virginia. The discussions also slated to bring together more than 100 civilian and military officials of the defense establishment, including the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Senator Byrd, the Democrat of Virginia, said yesterday Congress will have to raise taxes next year or face the prospect of piling another $10 billion on top of the record peacetime federal debt. Byrd made this prediction as indications increase that President Eisenhower will ask Congress next week to raise the present's statutory debt ceiling of $275 billion. The Republican Senator of California, Noland, acting GOP floor leader, said he expects the government's financial situation to be canvassed at a White House meeting of legislative leaders with the president early next week. He refused to guess whether the action on a debt limit bill will delay congressional adjournment beyond the present July 31st target date. Senator Joseph R. McCarthy's investigating subcommittee yesterday denounced British ship owners for disgraceful trade with the Chinese communists and said it should be ended immediately. A 57-page report by McCarthy's Senate investigating subcommittee said shipping by U.S. allies to communist China was 12 times greater in January, February, and March of this year than it was during the same months of 1952. It said total trade amounted to $2 billion and was still flourishing in the third year of the war. It contained harsh words for the State Department's failure to halt the trade, but its severest criticism was directed at the British and British-owned firms in the Crown Colony of Hong Kong. Communist newspapers still wrote glowingly yesterday about the new course of reform and decommunization the East German government adopted under the pressure of the June 17th revolt, but the new course began to look suspiciously like the old. The Russians have changed their kid gloves of appeasement for the iron fist of force in handling the rebels among their 18 million East German subjects. The Kremlin's nationwide purge of ousted police chief Lavreny P. Beria's henchmen yesterday struck down the prime minister of Azerbaijan, a strategic Middle Eastern republic of the Soviet Union bordering Iran. The Moscow radio announced that an alternative member of the Presidium of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union had been fired from his local party's Central Committee. The Azerbaijan Central Committee also ordered his dismissal from the post of Prime Minister. And those some of the day's top news stories as reported in the newspapers of Sunday, July 19th, 1953, on your radio, Confession, which continues next on this Tuesday, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these are just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On Wednesday's Classic Radio Theater, Bob Hastings, starring in The Adventures of Archie Andrews from July 20th, 1946, The Hammock. Archie Andrews buys a hammock. And, of course, you know it can't be as simple as that. There's going to be a mess involved. So we'll get to that on Wednesday's Classic Radio Theater, a little comedy breaking the all the police shows and such. But right now, the conclusion of Confession from 69 years ago, July 19th, 1953, the story of Anna Carlson.
That's no answer when you've got kids, Anna. It's not just a question of us.
I'm doing the best I know how.
Look, I've got an idea that might work.
What is it?
I figure if we live in a smaller town, it'll be different. New surroundings, and we'll be together more.
Whose bright idea was that? Eileen?
I've asked for a transfer up north. We can live in Stockton. It's a nice town, Anna. I've been there.
Maybe you're going to Stockton. I'm not.
Listen, Anna. I've been thinking about this.
I'm listening.
If I go, I take the kids.
Take them, then.
You don't mean that.
Oh, leave me alone. You haven't got the guts to walk out on me. I know it, and you know it.
Eileen said it'd be a good move for all of us. She said we could still make a go of it.
I don't want to hear any more about Eileen. Do you hear me?
Someone crosses you, and you get blue in the face, just like a kid. I'm tired of it.
I heard enough. Someday, Ed. I'm warning you.
Where are you going?
Where I belong, in the kitchen.
Anna, let's talk this out some more.
Oh, shut up!
Listening to Confession. Before continuing with the documented record of the woman referred to as Anna Carlson, the National Broadcasting Company is honored to present Mr. Richard A. McGee, Director of Corrections, Department of Corrections, State of California. Mr. McGee.
The most dangerous criminals are the adults who behave like children. Psychiatrists call them psychopathic personalities. People with unresolved emotional conflicts, which they act out impulsively. They want what they want, and they want it now. They have a childish disregard for the consequences of their acts. Obviously, prevention and, when necessary, treatment for such persons should begin in childhood. Discipline, not necessarily punishment, but habits of discipline, must be instilled in the young if they are to develop into properly adjusted adults. A child's temper tantrum, if uncontrolled, in an adult, can lead to murder.
Thank you, Mr. McGee. Now to continue with Confession and the documented record of the woman referred to as Anna Carlson.
Go ahead with your story, Anna.
Ed forgot about Stockton. Sometimes I think if he'd taken the girls then, I might have followed him. I don't know. Anyway, he stayed.
Ed, go on, please.
I was seeing Jim Walsh nearly every day now. One night we went to the Rambler Club, a nightclub near the ocean. We get some drinks, listen to the music. You're awful quiet tonight, Jim.
Yeah, look.
Look, I've been figuring. On a good weekend, Bark has got between 50 and 60 grand in the safe.
It's been bothering you a lot lately.
With that kind of money, we could leave town. Maybe go back east, maybe. How do you like that, Anna?
I'd like it a lot more if I was sure you meant it.
You do a lot of living on that kind of money.
We could do it on a lot less, Jim.
Look, if we do it right and not at all, you understand?
It's funny. Till I met you, I made the rules.
You scared the others. You don't scare me.
I know. Maybe that's why I'm not too sure of you.
Will you forget it? I'm working out a plan to get that money in Barbara's.
How?
I'll tell you how when I'm ready. Might have to use you.
Yeah? What can I do?
Drive a car, don't you?
Sure.
You can hold a gun, can't you?
Now, look, Jim.
Somebody is scared.
I don't know. I have to think about it, I guess.
I've got to know now. It's important. Oh, come on. I'm waiting.
I'll do whatever you say, Jim.
That's more like it, David.
But I've got to tell you, if we get away with it, and you try to pull anything on me...
Look, that's a threat. Save it for your husband.
Jim wouldn't tell me what he had in mind. He just said it would happen soon. I remember it was Sunday night, August the 19th, about 10:30, when Jim phoned. Ed was home for the weekend.
I'll get it.
Hello?
Anna, I'm at a parking lot on Ivar, right next to the Knickerbocker Hotel.
I can't.
What's the matter, Ed home?
Yeah.
Look, forget about him. This is it.
You know what it means.
It's what you wanted, isn't it?
I'll be there.
I'll be sitting in a black club coupe on the lot. Take a cab.
All right.
Who was that?
A friend of mine's having a little trouble. One of her kids is sick. I'm going to go down and give her a hand.
Who is it?
Nobody you know. I'll be back in a couple of hours.
Don't bother.
What?
You walk out that door and you don't come back, get it?
All right. That's the way you want it.
You're walking out on 10 years of your life, the two kids and me. Why?
Like you told me. I just never grown up.
It'll be for keeps, Anna.
I'll be back in a couple of hours. Maybe.
I won't be here.
Yes, you will. And you'll open the door to let me in. I was sure Ed didn't mean it about taking the kids and leaving. He'd said that before and never done it. I took a cab. I got out at Ivar and Yucca, walked the rest of the way. It was a few minutes after 11. There weren't many cars there. I found him right away.
Anna, over here. All right, come on, get in.
This isn't your car. Where'd you get it?
What do you think? Couldn't take a chance using my own.
I wish there was some other way.
Now look, this is going to be so easy, baby, you won't believe it. Bark is away, I got the combination to a safe.
How'd you get it?
Simple. Last 5-6 weeks, you've been watching him open it. Concentrating one number at a time, now I got them all. Not bad, huh?
You tell me he always leaves one of the boys there when he goes away.
Yeah, he left Pete Barnes there. But as soon as Barker left the house, Pete ducked out. I saw him myself.
Well, he might come back.
For a payoff like this, you got to take chances. Here, take this.
A gun? What do I need a gun for?
Now, look. Park in front of the house. You stay in the car, I go inside. If it looks like anybody's coming, you blow your horn 3 times. You got that? Then beat it. I'll get out the back way.
What about the gun?
Will you shut up? Just listen to me. It's Pete who'll get wise when he hears a horn. You fire a shot into the air. That'll make him take cover. It'll give me time.
Jim, I'm scared.
You're not turning chicken, are you?
No, but I'm scared anyway.
All right, baby. Now listen to me. You have to pull away. Ditch the gun. Don't forget it.
How?
About half a block down the ravine to your right. Toss the gun out the window. You're caught with a gun, it's going to go tough with you.
I know.
Oh, one more thing. Look, if something goes wrong and they get one of us, don't talk about the other. You are alone. You understand that?
Jim, does it have to be like this?
I'm getting tired of hearing you ask that. You should be back in 10 minutes. Wish me luck, baby.
You mean us, don't you?
Okay, wish us luck.
I don't know how long I sat there waiting for Jim to come out. Then a car came toward me and slowed down. It turned up Barker's driveway and stopped. I leaned on the horn 3 times. Man got out of the car and started running towards me. He was almost at the car before I found the nerve to fire the gun. Then it took off. When I drove past a ravine down the block, I slowed enough to throw the gun out.
The rest was pretty much the way they had it in the papers. They booked me on a stolen car charge. Grand theft auto. Well, at the preliminary, they fixed bail at $1,500. I thought Jim would look after it, but it wasn't Jim. When they let me out in the afternoon, I learned Ed had made my bail. He hadn't come to see me, but he fixed the bail. It was around 5 o'clock when I got home. The apartment was empty. Ed and the girls were gone. I went next door and rang the bell at Eileen's apartment.
Hello, Anna.
Where's Ed and the kids?
They left you, Anna. I'm sorry.
That's how much you know about it. Ed put up bail for me.
He said to tell you that was his farewell gift.
How about some money? Did he leave any money?
No.
Where's he at? I want to talk to him.
I don't know. He didn't tell me.
I'll find him myself. When I do, it'll be too bad for him. Nobody walks out on me like that. Look, Eileen, I need him.
Now that he's gone, you need him. You're lost now, Anna, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I got where to go. Don't think I haven't, understand?
I understand, and I'm very sorry. Now, if you'll excuse me.
I got a few things to say to you, too.
We have nothing to talk about. Goodbye, Anna.
They said I had murder in mind when I went looking for the gun I'd thrown in the ravine near Barter's place. It wasn't so. I just wanted to make sure no one else found it. I didn't want him to have it at my trial. It was Jim's gun. If they found it, they might be able to tie him in with the Barker thing. So I went back and got it. I knew Jim checked in the Ramblers Club every night about 10:30. I waited till then and I went there.
You shouldn't have come looking for me, Anna. I can't be seen with you. The cops might be following you.
They're not. I checked.
You've got to stay away from me.
But at least you'd fix bail for me, Jim.
Too risky.
Okay. Ed.
Okay. Must be a pretty good guy at that.
What happens now?
You go home and stay there?
I got no home. Ed took the girls and left.
If things had worked out, it would have been different. I'll let you have 10, 15, but that's all I can spare. Don't make it a habit.
You keep it.
Now, look, don't start whining, baby. You went into this with your eyes wide open. I don't like women who whine.
I can still make things pretty bad for you, Jim.
Yeah, I thought of that. Sam!
Yeah?
It bothers you.
Shut up, you.
Yeah, Jim.
When was it that someone tried to knock over Barker's safe, Sam?
Last Sunday night. Why?
You happen to remember where I was that night?
Yeah, sure. You were here from 9 to closing.
I see. I get the picture.
Okay, Sam, thanks.
Anytime. Anytime at all.
Bad week for me, Jim. Looks like I'm a loser.
Yeah, looks like it.
Poor loser. I don't know how.
Well, the first time's always the toughest. Better go now.
I don't know how.
Now, look, don't try pulling one of your fits on me, baby. I know you.
I know. I got something of yours, Jim.
Go on, Anna. Take off. Another minute, you're going to be boiling. Go home and do it.
I got no home.
Go on. Beat it, I said.
Sure. Sure, I'll beat it. But before I go, don't you want your gun back?
My gun? Oh, yes. Well, put it on the table. I said put it on the table. What's the matter with you? Did you hear me, Anna?
I heard you, Jim.
Just heard an actual confession. This case history of the woman referred to as Anna Carlson is a matter of documented record. To protect the legal rights of this woman, names and places were changed or deleted. Technical advice for confession comes from the Office of the Director of Corrections, Department of Corrections, State of California. In a moment, you will again hear Anna Carlson.
Anna Carlson was arrested in Los Angeles County, State of California, and tried and convicted under Section 190 PC on charge of murder in the first degree. On a recommendation for leniency by the jury, she was sentenced to life imprisonment in the California Penal Institution for Women at Corona. Now, Anna Carlson.
Maybe someone, somewhere, will be helped by this broadcast. I know a lot of women can put themselves in my place. I saw them in bars and nightclubs running away from the things that really count. It's funny, I had to ruin my life to find out what I really wanted. I guess what every woman really wants. A home and kids. A husband. I know it sounds pretty ordinary to a lot of women. But I had a long time to think about it. A very long time. Ed and the girls live in Stockton. Ed is married now. And I'm a grandmother. I sure would like to see her, my granddaughter. Maybe someday they'll bring her to visit me. I don't know.
This has been Confession, transcribed statements of actual crimes. These true tragedies are brought to you each week as an NBC Radio Network production in an effort to stem the nation's forward march of crime. Credit for this broadcast goes to our cast: Paul Fries, Eve McVeigh, Barney Phillips, Virginia Gregg, Anthony Barrett. Writer Lou Russoff. Music Michael Samogi. Script supervision Warren Lewis. Direction Homer Canfield. John Wall speaking. Confession, a Canfield Lewis creation, came to you from California.
Some people say that the lessons you heard this program spew out are irrelevant today, that they have nothing to do with today's society. I would contend that they have more to do with society today than they did back in 1953. From 69 years ago, July 19th, 1953, Confession on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Thanks for making us part of your day. Would you thank this station, support their advertisers? It's their kindness and courtesy that allows us to be with you each and every Tuesday at this time. And do me another favor, visit my webpage, classicradio.stream. There you can stream our shows on demand, learn more about classic radio collecting, and you can contact me directly there. You can even buy me a coffee if you like what we do here. That's classicradio.stream. Thanks for tuning in. Tell all your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.